Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. Just over a year ago, 25-year-old Freddie Gray died from injuries he suffered in police custody in Baltimore. Meanwhile, Gray's former neighborhood in West Baltimore is a place rife with health problems associated with poverty. It also has high rates of incarceration. Now, the Affordable Care Act was supposed to bridge the gap between prison health and Medicaid. 90% of inmates who leave jail or prison qualify for Medicaid in Maryland. Meanwhile, the state is only enrolling 1/10 of released inmates onto the program. And that means that people leave jail with serious health problems, but without the coverage that they qualify for. Jay Hancock is senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, and he joins me live. Welcome back to the show, Jay.
Hello, Todd. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you. Nearly everyone who leaves incarceration, as I said, is supposed to be entitled to Medicaid in Maryland, particularly under the expansions that were in Obamacare. So why isn't that happening?
It's a matter of resources, is what the Prison Bureau tells us. It's also a matter of competing organizations that don't talk to each other. The medical, as you point out, the prison system has its own medical system. Even before Medicaid, prison inmates that could do so if they were outside the walls aren't allowed to be on Medicaid. And so the prison system has developed this sort of self-contained medical system to take care of people. The ball gets dropped when people leave prisons and jails and go into the community. The discharge planners have to worry about things like getting people job training, getting them shelter, getting them on food stamps, and the sign up for Medicaid just kind of gets low on the list and ends up not being done, which leads to lots of pretty ill people being released into the community without this coverage that a lot of people thought they were going to get.
So we're talking about diseases of poverty, drug addiction, diabetes, HIV, asthma. What's a typical scenario of somebody who comes out of jail, they've been treated for drug addiction or diabetes while they're inside, they come out, and what typically happens to them?
We talked to dozens of ex-inmates to try to get an idea of what the situation is like, and we heard all these heartbreaking stories. A not uncommon scenario is for people to leave jail or prison without even enough medication to treat the conditions that they have, without even enough pills to last for a month. I interviewed one woman, 40 years old. She'd spent a couple stints in jail last year. First time they released her, they did not sign her up for Medicaid. The second time she came out, she was eligible for Medicaid but didn't know it. On neither occasion did she get more than a few days of pills, including psychiatric medicines. She had a history of heroin use, and the second time she got out, she was back on heroin within a few days after the psych meds ran out and homeless. It's really, really, really sad.
So what is the city of Baltimore or the state of Maryland saying about breaking through this siloed bureaucracy here?
They want more resources. They say we're doing as much as we can with what we have, but we need more discharge planners. We need the systems to talk to each other in a better way. And I don't see that happening anytime soon.
John Hancock of Kaiser Health News writes that over 2 years, 16,000 people were sentenced to prison or jail in Maryland. Only 1,300 released inmates got Medicaid via the Corrections Department for their illnesses on the way out. Jay Hancock is senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Thanks, John. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.